experienced the Viking Green Bay rivalry so far, but you know about it. What have you heard about it?
It's definitely a rivalry. I mean, it's definitely, I don't really hear Green Bay's name around here too much, so obviously that says something. So just as far as going in, it's like any other week. Of course, you want to rev it up a little bit more, but it's just like any other week as far as how we approach it, how we attack it.
What about, you know, the weather's getting colder now. How does that change, you know, for you? Does it change anything? Does it, you know, blustery and cold here and playing outdoors?
Actually, if you ask receivers, I mean, in the cold, you don't get as tired as when it's hot out. When the heat takes them out of you, but the cold, I like the cold. I don't really have a problem.
So bring it on. You can dress for that?
Yeah. I might wear no shirt.
You might go no shirt, huh? Mm-hmm. when you look at your team, what's happened here? Is this transformation is taking place, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're 7-2?
I mean, just taking it one day at a time. That's how it happened as far as how we approach each day, how we attack each day, and just everybody working as a collective unit. It's all going to come together as far as working towards the same goals and just practicing your fundamentals. Everybody do the same thing they do on a regular basis the right way. So that's pretty much it.
This is a rivalry to people who have been around for a long time, but to rookies, to guys who haven't been here before, you know, how do you get adjusted to a rivalry with the Packers? I mean, older people tell you about it, but older players tell you about it, or is it just something that...
It's different because, I mean, older guys don't really have that rivalry because they've been around it, and the people who've been at the Vikings for a long time, they really know about the rivalry. When you're new to it, you got to approach it like how they approach it. I mean, you got to have that same fire and desire and that dislike that they have, just for the simple fact that, I mean, you haven't been around, so you got to be on your P's and Q's just as well as anybody else.
But you've been through rivalry games in college, probably high school, too. People don't really play harder during those games. It's just sort of a different feeling. Right?
Yeah, it's just a different feeling. Not so much playing harder because you play hard anyways. Yeah. But as far as I would just say how you play aggressive and how you attack it. I mean, I'm going to do the same thing I do each and every week as far as how I prepare. But just try to do things the right way. No hand, no a lot of love and all that type of stuff. But
so when you're out in Oakland, do you like look in the stands and look at the crazy people dressed up? I mean, is that something that's kind of new and fun about the NFL? You might see this week too in a Vikings-Packers game, or do you kind of ignore that?
I don't take any of that type of stuff serious. As far as being a fan of football, you're a fan of football. I mean, they take it serious, and I respect them for what they do and dressing up and doing all that type of stuff. I mean, I support it, but I play for the Vikings, so I just really worry about everybody, all our fans really.
What do you think of the Zimmer t-shirts, the Beat Green Bay t-shirts?
Just more emphasis on what we need to do. We need to win. I mean, no matter how we do, we got to find a way to put it all together and get a W. That's what the shirt says to me.
No, I've never seen him grab that. Thanks.